This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin, on alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Not too bad.
Not too bad?
I'm like everybody else. I've had the sniffles and what have you, but I think I'm going to recuperate.
I don't think the sniffles is the problem. It's that flu bug going around.
Stomach virus.
I'm on Facebook, and I think there's every day it's a different person. It's like, oh, this flu stinks, or they use another adjective that I can't say on the radio because I like my job.
It affects everybody differently, too. Some people,
oh, I know.
Some people get over it pretty quick, and others, I was talking to a guy yesterday, he said, I've had that stuff for 3 weeks, and I'm not over it yet.
Really?
And I said, thanks for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I like those encouraging words.
And of course, it's always important before we get started with our guests, make sure you get your flu shot, because this is the time.
But the stomach virus is going around.
There's nothing for
flu shot. Mm-hmm. Flu shot means absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. We have a good guest here this week.
Yes, we do.
Like we do every week. We always have good guests on this show. Jessica Chapelier from Fusion Fitness and Aquatics is our guest, and we'll have that conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin on alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest is Jessica Chapelier from Fusion Fitness and Aquatics. Jessica, welcome to the program, kiddo. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. We are here to talk about Fusion. Mm-hmm. And of course, I know with the new year, we're in month two of the new year, that New Year's resolution of losing weight and getting healthy is still active, and things are busy over at Fusion.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely our busiest time of year. A lot of new faces in, people that are anxious to get fit, get healthy. Definitely a busy time for us. We love to see all the new people in. It's just an exciting time to have all the new people in.
Now, I'm normally there around 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning?
No.
Oh.
No. I better not be up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Is the morning, I know sometimes it depends on the afternoon, sometimes it's busy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is the mornings like chaotic where you have a waiting limit on the weight room and all that stuff?
If you come in about 5:30 in the morning, sometimes it's difficult to get on a treadmill, but that's when we open, 5:30. It's very busy usually in the morning. Everyone coming in, the locker rooms are busy, people getting ready to go to work. And then we get a group, a lot of people come in probably between 8 and 10. Our slowest times are usually between about 11 and 3. Then we get the after school crowd. And so we stay busy through the night. Our weekends are usually somewhat busy, mainly in the pool area with a lot of pool parties and the cardio rooms. Well, as you get into the afternoon and the evening, it kind of dies down on the weekends. But in the mornings, everyone wants to get in and work out in the morning. But we haven't had too big of a problem where we've had to put a waiting list or anything for the treadmill, but it is difficult at times.
And of course, it's is the prime time of the year for you people at Fusion, because it's a little chilly walking on the sidewalk this time of the year out on the track.
Yeah, and that's right. The other thing is for the treadmills, if someone can't get on a treadmill, we have an indoor walking track so they can take advantage of that. And we get a lot of people who come in and can't walk outside, so they just want to walk on our track.
And
so
that's a neat asset for Fusion, that walking track, because if some knees can't handle the stress of an elliptical or a treadmill, at least this is a steady course. You know, 15 laps means a mile on that thing. You can get that done pretty quick.
Yeah, and we have a lot of people take advantage of that. And we have a lot of people come in maybe with young moms with strollers, push strollers up there as a way, you know, they can bring their child with them and get some exercise with their child. We even have a jogging stroller that they can bring in as well. So all different ages up on that track. We've got some runners, some walkers, but it is very accommodating for all.
Is it tough to keep up to date with some of the equipment? Because I know you look at some of the things. You got now the Tour de France bicycle where you could actually ride or bicycle the Tour de France race. You've got several different equipment out there. Is it tough to make the decision, okay, we're going to get this, we're not going to get this, or do you just keep it up to the standard quo, treadmill, elliptical, weight bench, weights, dumbbells, that's it?
Well, we definitely want to try to find that equipment that's going to bring people in and keep them excited, because a lot of times people's workout routines get a little stale and they need something new. So a year or two ago, we brought in the Jacob's Ladder, which has been a big addition to it. A lot of people, at first, we didn't know how they'd take it, but a lot of people are very interested in that now and get on the Jacob's Ladder. We're constantly looking at new type of equipment, new type of classes that we can offer. Of course, we have a budget that we have to follow, just like everything else. And a lot of that technology is very expensive. But we're definitely interested in considering it. We're often taking suggestions. We definitely want to hear what people want and what they're looking for. But we also try to follow the trends for fitness and see what the new trends are and get those in and get people here in Hillsborough interested in some of those.
Does it help or hurt the fact that you got some of these, like the Nintendo Wiis and Xbox, are more going towards the athletic training type programs? Does that help or does that hurt?
I won't say that it
helps
us, really, because there's a lot of those things that people can do at home. But we also try to be realistic and try to encourage people that fitness is just not what happens when you walk through the doors of Fusion. Mm-hmm. It's at home, too. It's parking a little farther from the grocery store and walking in. It's things like that that they can do. So we're not going to say that it helps us, but we want to encourage everyone to be fit in their regular lifestyle, not just at Fusion. But we have seen that definitely impacts the age of people coming in, because the younger people tend to do some of those things at home.
And actually, it's amazing. You park at the last parking spot of a grocery store or Walmart or whatever, how much additional calories you'll burn on that.
Yeah.
My fiance pulled that card on me yesterday when we went grocery shopping. We parked at the end. It's like, it's a nice day. We need to get out and go exercise. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So she won. Yeah. But of course, so you mentioned the budget. Is that set by Hillsborough Area Hospital, or do you kind of make the request, and who oversees that?
We are independent from Hillsborough Area Hospital, so we have our own budget. We are non-for-profit, and we actually have our own budget. They don't support us in any way as far as financially support us. So we have our own budget. We try to remain independent, just as we were our own independent business. It just so happens that a lot of people feel that we are owned or run by the hospital because we're attached to it. But we have to remain, for governmental purposes, tax purposes, and everything, we do have to remain independent from the hospital. So we operate as our own independent business, but we still are a non-for-profit business as well. So any income that we do have, we try to put back into the different, maintaining the facility as well as different equipment and in the facility as well.
Meaning membership can be tax deductible for the members?
No,
not quite.
Yes, yeah. We're hoping a lot of the insurance companies, some insurance companies are starting to look at a gym membership as something that they might be interested in putting on as a way to get people more healthy. They might pay for the gym membership as a way, thinking of paying for a gym membership versus paying for a surgery. So we're hoping that some insurance companies will eventually kind of get on the bandwagon and start paying for memberships for their people, health insurance.
Excuse me. Let's talk about memberships a little bit. Say, for instance, I wanted to come out and try it out for 30 days. What is the cost of this? And kind of just a quick overlay of what all that allows me to do while I'm there in that 30 days.
Okay. Every so often we offer 1 month memberships, but for the most part we offer 3 month memberships. We start everybody off at 3 months, the cost was going to depend on. We have different categories depending on if somebody is a senior or an adult or a family or a couple, senior couple, youth. So the price varies based on that. I would say the cost for you know, for an adult to come for just a year, average is somewhere around $37 a month if they came for a year.
Little over a dollar a day.
Right.
Really.
And we try to encourage people, too, that, I mean, some people look at a family membership. It might be somewhere around $50, $52 a month. And they say, well, that might be a little too much that I can't spend that at this point. But if you think of taking a family of five out to eat for one meal, you're going to probably spend more than $50, or to a movie, to any one event where you can come to Fusion every single day throughout that year, throughout that month. You have access to the entire facility. So a member gets access to the pool, the track, the gym, the weight room. We also give discounts to members for swim lessons, discounts on massages, some of the other things that we do charge for. The member always gets the discount.
And as I stated earlier, this time of the year, the track becomes important because common sense tells you in January, February, and even into March, the weather's going to be not desirable for outside walking and stuff. So if you just wanted to come out and utilize the track, you know, for a dollar, and let's just say a dollar and a half a day, that's pretty cheap exercise.
And we do have, for those people who do just want that, we do offer walk-only cards for those that it's $30 a month or 15 visits, whichever comes first. And so they can come out and use the track and just use the track, and they're just paying for that walk-only card.
One thing that's amazing to me, how many groups utilize Fusion, because I know when I'm there, I think it's the high school cheerleaders.
Yes.
They use the half gym as a training facility. And you know what? You hear schools complain all the time about, you know what, gym space. And that provides another asset that they can go, especially with the cheerleaders, to practice their routines.
Yeah, and I know that they're in for competitions. They're in competitions and they're competing in cheerleading, but it's also a struggle for them to get gym space competing at Hillsboro versus all the sports. So they come out and use our facility. We also have some little younger basketball organizations or groups that come out and use our facility to practice just because gym space is difficult to find.
Yeah, Tobin, so, you know, athletes like you and I are still hoping to make the NBA. We can go out there and shoot baskets.
That's right.
I've been known to be in that court from time to time shooting threes.
That's right.
I'll have to come out there and show you my hook shot someday.
there you go. but, you know, the availability of the place, it's outstanding. And one thing that the big thing you're promoting right now is the Montgomery County Fitness Challenge.
Yes.
Talk with us about this.
Okay, this is our fourth year for doing it. We call it Lighten Up for Montgomery County. And this is something that is for the entire area. Anyone can participate in this. You do not have to be a Fusion member to participate. And it is also free to anyone who wants to participate. It's a simple weight loss challenge where it started in the middle of January, probably about January 14th. But people can still sign up if they're interested. Again, it's free. They can sign up as an individual. They can sign up as a four-member team. We have some really interesting team names of some people who've thought of some really interesting team names, like Mission Slim Possible. And
that's actually clever.
Oh, they're very clever names. And so they get together. We offer different discounts, incentives for people to come in. We were talking about the walk-only card. Anybody who's a participant who's not a member, they can come in and walk whenever they want using the walk-only card if they're a member or if they are a participant in Lighten Up. This is sponsored by local businesses, so again, it's free to them. At the halfway mark is going to be about February 25th through March 1st. Those who turn in a weight to us are going to be available, or they're eligible for prizes, locally donated prizes. And we're also going to give day passes to those that turn in their weight. And then at the end of it is April 8th through 12th. They have to come in and weigh in. And then we give cash prizes to the top teams and top individuals. And again, that's locally sponsored. It's our fourth year of doing it. We've had, so far, we've had somewhere around 1,200 participants in the last 3 years, and we've lost somewhere around 8,200 pounds.
1,200 participants? My word.
Throughout. And some of them weren't just in Montgomery County. We don't just limit it to Montgomery County. But 1,200 participants, about 8,200 pounds. And this year we have somewhere around 220 participants signed up, and the starting weight for everyone was about 48,500 pounds.
Pardon the pun, but if you was a whale, you could say that was a lot of blubber.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, I think it's nice. No, you look at the television now. You've got The Biggest Loser.
Exactly.
You've got there's several programs out there. You're seeing a devoted effort mm-hmm. towards a healthier living.
Yeah.
And especially this day and age, especially in this area where I like to call Litchfield, they have Fast Food Island
yeah.
over there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, especially with the schedule and that, sometimes the choices aren't necessarily the easiest ones to make, because mm-hmm. if you're in a hurry, it's easy to go by a drive-through and order a number one and call it done. I mean,
right.
Well, Tobin, unfortunately, a lot of the working class of people today have a 30-minute time frame for their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that offer you to do besides fast food? Very little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are some other alternatives. Like
yeah, there is.
Subway is a great alternative other than
right.
than the grease.
Mm-hmm.
So are there any more room? Is there any more room available for the fitness challenge?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone who wants to participate again can come and sign up at Fusion, call Fusion, and sign up. We do ask that the people do their initial weigh-in at Fusion and that their final weigh-in at Fusion. It's a 12-week program, so they can still get involved in it. We didn't ever really close it off to anybody, but they can definitely stop by. We're just happy to do it. Like you said, The Biggest Loser has been a big motivation for a lot of people. We try to encourage people to participate in teams because we've seen some of these teams come together and work out at Fusion or just come together and try to encourage each other. And there's a lot of people who just don't want to let down their team. So they feel like they have to do something because for the weigh-in, they don't want to let down their team. We've had real good success. People really enjoy the prizes that we do. And
I know for a fact that and I've been there, done that, where you lose 10 pounds real quick and you win it, and then all of a sudden you just hit a wall and you can't get a single pound off you again.
Mm-hmm.
At least you've got your staff there to provide motivation, whether it's Chris or any of the personal trainers out there. I'll give a plug to Chris because
yeah.
he's helped me out. You at least have individuals out there
right.
to motivate you.
Yeah, we do. I mean, Chris is our personal trainer. Excellent personal trainer. Has a lot of, we get a lot of positive feedback on Chris, and I know a lot of people come to Chris religiously. They don't just do 10 sessions. They come back and do another 10 sessions and another 10 sessions just because they like his way of changing things up. And we also have a workplace wellness coordinator that works with the hospital for different coordinating different programs. We have a specific program with the hospital where she works with them and does different in services on healthy eating and on. We just had one the other day on someone from the blood center came down and talked about blood, donating blood. And we also have our aquatics coordinator who has a degree in therapeutic recreation. And so she is teaching MS classes in our aquatics area. She's certified in teaching MS. So we've got several MS patients coming out and doing aquatics. And she's also leading our MOVE program, which is a weight management program for veterans. So we have them coming out for 8-week sessions, and she's actually leading that. So we have a lot of qualified staff. Our fitness coordinator, Jan, is very knowledgeable of fitness. She was a personal trainer at 1.2. So we have a lot of knowledgeable people. I know people are very concerned. I don't know how to use this equipment. Mm-hmm. Just stop by the front desk. We have someone in the fitness room usually at all times. Ask them. That's what they're there for. They want to help. They want the people to feel comfortable because that's what keeps them coming back.
Well, what I like about it is they adapt well, because I know mm-hmm. certain people are different from different people. Every person is different.
Mm-hmm.
One person you could probably talk to this way and you can probably get that individual to do something. Some other people may be a little bit hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll admit I'm that type. If I'm in a frame of mind where I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, but like Chris or something like that, he knows what buttons to push
yeah.
and everything's cool. So,
yeah.
And that's an asset to have.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge asset.
One area that we haven't talked too much about and the value of a place like Fusion is someone who is returning from severe surgery. Mm-hmm. Say, for instance, they've had open heart surgery or mm-hmm. something like that, and they need to exercise, but they need to be very careful how they exercise. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have people that can point them in the right direction with this?
Well, and the physical therapy program in the hospital is housed in Fusion, so they use our facility with the physical therapists use our facility. They use the pool, they use the cardio room, the track, and they're the ones that do a lot of the rehabilitation. So we have them there as a resource in case we need help on something or people have concerns. We have, with the physical therapy department, our personal trainers, our aquatics area that's trained in different types of disabilities, we have handicap accessible features in the pool, such as a wheelchair lift into the pool or a chair that you can lift someone down in the pool. We have that accessibility, and we're very popular with the people who are rehabilitating from type of surgeries. The pool is a great area, and we do get a lot of people who need to get back in it. And we do offer different deals. If after someone comes through physical therapy, but they've used our facility and they want to continue to use it, we offer them a deal to continue to use our facility without the physical therapist.
I know a person who was having lower leg problems, and it was suggested to this person to go out there and walk in the pool and mm-hmm. just walk against the flow of the current, and he said he was amazed how much it helped him. Mm-hmm. Just something simple like that.
Very, yeah. And we have a lot of people who come out, they say, I'm not a swimmer, I don't swim, but I walk in the pool and I use the weights in the pool. So, I mean, it's a very popular place for people who have muscle pain, joint pain, rehabilitating from back surgery, knee surgery, hip surgery. Very, very popular. We have a lot of different people with different type of ailments in the pool.
And then the massage area, that's mm-hmm. relatively a new addition to the Fusion Clan.
We've had that a couple years now. We are fortunate now to have two massage therapists, so they do massages 6 days a week. Very easy to just call and get a massage. And we do have very low prices on our massages. Again, members get them at a discounted price. But that's a business right now that's just booming, especially after Christmas when a lot of people gave gift certificates for massages. So each month we have like a record month with massages. It just continues to get better.
See, that's surprising. Mm-hmm. That is very surprising.
December was a record month for us. We know January is going to beat that. And December is usually not a big month for massage because people are so busy doing Christmas shopping and holiday parties and things like that. They're not concerned about massage. But
we have a couple minutes left on the program. Jessica, thank you so much for being a part of the program. Mm-hmm. Membership at Fusion, because I know it's just like you run around Hillsboro, everyone's got a car, the key swipe thing to get in. Is membership up at Fusion?
Membership for the last several years has been about steady. We have somewhere around 1,600 to 1,800 members regularly is what we keep throughout the year. So each month it's usually between about 1,600 and 1,800 members that we have at Fusion. Again, in January, it tends to go up. It does every year. January and February are higher months. And then usually August, September are some of our slower months, the summer. But if someone wants a 12-month membership, we do offer a chance to freeze the membership so they can freeze it for 3 months because a lot of people like to work out at home in the summer or outside. So, but a lot of people don't want to come in and buy a membership in the middle of the summer because the opportunity is outside. So right now, it's definitely our high time for memberships.
And Jessica, it's always a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for your time. And Uncle Ralph, that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Next week, Erica Kennett from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation mm-hmm. will be our guest. She'll talk about, I guess, economic development. And then we've got Mickey Robinson in coming up soon. And then Sandy Lighthizer will also be here. So we've got our guest book is full of guests.
We'll get Sandy in because there's something coming up
later on. I think it's an election.
I think they call it an election or something.
Yes, yes. Citywide, city time this time.
Oh, yeah.
It's city time now. But that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week, Jessica Chapelier from Fusion Fitness and Aquatics. We'll talk to you next week. So long.